Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty, The Glowdown.
Hey, Jill Dunn.
Hey, Carlene. What's up?
What's up? Well, I'm feeling a little, I've got some color back in my face. I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're back in the land of the living.
I know. And I can finally like move on from that conversation and talk about other stuff. What's happening in the land of beauty this week?
Oh my gosh, there's so much news as always in January. But the one headline that I just can't deal with today is, do you remember the Dr. Phil episode with the Cash Me Outside girl? So there was a girl on there with her 1 minute of fame, created this sensation with a catchphrase, "Cash me outside, how about that?"
Was she a troubled teen and like Dr. Phil made over her life?
Yeah. He also has a podcast. You know what it's called?
Fill Me In.
Fill in the blanks. It was like number one.
I thought
one.
It was called Fill Her Up. Dude's been getting some work done. By the way, Dr. Phil, we will be on your podcast.
Yeah, so yeah.
We want to talk about all things beauty. You know it.
So this girl who was on his show, the 1 minute of fame. So she created a whole like internet meme, internet persona.
Okay.
Her name is Danielle Bregoli, aka Bad Babby. That's her like rapper name.
Okay.
She has 15.7 million followers on Instagram now.
Oh, wow.
And today she scored a huge beauty contract.
Stop it. So with who?
With a brand that I can't even believe I'm going to be giving press to, but it's called Copycat Cosmetics.
Oh, dear.
So she is the new face of this brand. And do you remember those fragrance stalls at the mall?
Okay.
Sometimes a whole store.
Yeah.
And they would be fragrances that were inspired by designer brands. So
instead
of like, if you like CK1, try KC None, you know, and like just like slightly different names so they didn't get the trademark infringement.
Right. That's Copycat.
Yeah. Oh, so their Copycat, the brand, is basically saying, if you like this highlighter from Kylie Cosmetics, you'll love ours for $8.99.
Right. And she's the face of it. Wow.
She is the face, and she got a $900,000 endorsement deal.
She couldn't get a million?
She's 15 years old. I'm sure by the time she's 16, she probably will be a millionaire. Like, what are we
doing? Look out, Kylie.
We are doing something wrong. This girl just like is so outrageous, and she just landed a jackpot deal. So anyway, that's what's going on in the world of beauty.
Well, I wonder who's going to make more money, Cash Me Outside or Lindsay Lohan with her face care or whatever it is she's launching.
Yeah, I wonder if that's ever going to come out.
And Paris Hilton launched her skincare line.
Yeah, that's hot.
Paris, you can be on our podcast anytime, though.
I would love to talk to her. I would love to talk to her so badly. And, you know, Lady Gaga's coming out with makeup. Those are all legit.
Yeah. Listen, obviously. Everything 10 years ago is so right now, according to Instagram.
Of 10 course.
Year challenge. We'll have all y'all on the podcast, okay? Well, in real life.
Yeah.
Today, we have a featured guest by the name of Joy McCarthy. She is the founder of Joyous Health. She brings us joy. Yeah. She's honestly such a happy person.
Yeah, you guys are going to love this interview.
Yeah, she just represents everything about wellness and happiness and how to like fix your life.
She is a certified holistic nutritionist and a best-selling author. Mm-hmm. She's been featured in many different publications. She speaks about wellness. She's a regular health expert and wellness expert on CityLine. It's a lifestyle show that airs in Canada and the US.
I think she also has some all-natural products like deodorants and stuff you can buy on her site.
So she's also a spokesperson for Genuine Health. Mm-hmm. And some of you may know Genuine Health probably from their most iconic product, which was Greens Plus.
Well, we are really excited to be partnering with Genuine Health to chat about this whole topic of beauty from within. We're going to be talking about beauty foods today, beauty supplements, how they work, what that looks like, how long it takes, and easy tips on, you know, making it work in your life.
Yeah. And by the way, Genuine Health recently launched their clean collagen supplement powders, mm-hmm. and which is obviously so buzzy right now in the beauty world. They're powders you can add to water, coconut water, your coffee, smoothie, what have you. You can buy them in the US for around starting around $25 or starting at $30 here in Canada.
And we actually have promo codes for you guys. So if you want to try them as part of your own wellness regime, you can visit genuinehealth.com and enter the code BREAKINGBEAUTY for 15% off any clean collagen product.
And that goes until March. And what I love, though, about Joy and why you guys are going to love this conversation, she's so good at giving practical tips. I mean, I really sort of recoil when I feel like I'm being hit over the head with health information. We all know that we're supposed to be doing stuff that's better, but I felt like the tips that Joy gave us really, you're like, I can actually do that and implement it into my life. So it's like, not intimidating. It's inspiring.
Yeah. Before we get into all of that, we would like to chat about drugstore buys in a very special segment of The Damn Goods.
Yeah. And January and February are when all of the hot launches drop at drugstore level, which is why we wanted to take a minute to go over some of our favorites today.
Let's get into the products, girl.
Yeah. So this is our savvy segment, if you will. Let's hear what you dug out of your stash.
Number one product, I'm going to get real specific on you. Mm-hmm. I wore a lipstick shade yesterday. I'm going to show it to you right now. Orange, guys. I love an orangey red lipstick. The one that I was wearing is by Almay. Mm-hmm. It's from a new collection that they just launched this month. It's called Lip Vibes.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. It reminds me of the Sephora Stories, Lip Stories. Yes. The case, there's 12 shades. They're $9.49 each Canadian, $7.99 in the US. There are two finishes, creamy and matte.
Okay.
But the cases are what reminds me of the Sephora product because it has sort of like that cardboard case paper. Mm-hmm. All of the lipsticks have like this tropical pattern on it.
Cute.
It's very happy. Mostly what I'm excited about are just how bright and on trend, like fashion forward these shades
are. Very different direction for Almay.
Yeah. The orange one that I love is called Smile. Mm-hmm. I think it's stunning and would look great on most skin tones. Everything that Almay launched in January, it's obviously skewing a lot younger. So it's a totally different direction than where they were going before.
But still like what they're known for, which is like hypoallergenic, fragrance free, all of that
staples. Is still there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's a hot buy. How about you, Jill?
I tried another lip product that I think everybody would be excited for. This is the Maybelline New York Color Sensational Made for All. There are 7 shades and it is a curated collection. We know Color Sensational has been around for a hot minute, but these are designed to be worn foolproof on any skin tone.
Yeah.
So this is all about inclusivity at the drugstore. You and I definitely tried all of these. They all looked good. The ones I tried. Mm-hmm. Mauve for me was almost like a dead ringer for my exact lip color.
Yeah.
There's pink for me. Ruby for me. I would wear all of these.
You made me try the fuchsia for me. I was like, give me the trickiest one because I'm pale AF.
Yeah.
So let's see if it actually looks good. I did blot it because you know how I love a matte and it had quite a bit of shine.
Yeah.
But after I did that, I thought it was working.
Yeah. And just to give you an idea, that's $10.99 Canadian, $7.49 US. And because you and I are both pretty pale and it's winter, we're extra pale. I made sure, like I went online to do a bit of research and a lot of women of color swatched these as well. And lo and behold, they looked good on everybody. Maybelline tested these against 50 different skin tones.
Yeah, so smart.
So I just love that at the drugstore now you can go up to a wall and the color that it looks like in the package, you can just be like, this is a sure bet. This is going to look good on me because right. it's not going to look wonky on my skin tone. They've thought about that.
Yeah, it and just tries to take the guesswork out of it, right?
Yeah, and I just think Made for All, I love that whole message. It's really great.
Yeah. Well, kind of a classic, riffing on a classic with those lipsticks. Mm-hmm. I tried another product from Physicians Formula that was riffing on a huge favorite. Mm-hmm. So I tried the Marumo Butter eyeshadow. I hope I said that right. It is $16.95 US and $21.49 Canadian. So
this is a palette.
It's a palette.
Yeah.
There are 12 shades in the palette, and there are actually two different palettes. There's a daytime version called Tropical Days, and there's a nighttime version called Sultry Nights.
Okay.
That's right. And so the Butter Bronzer was the huge hit. Like, everybody loved that. Makeup artists, obsessed. Influencers.
Can I just smell that, please?
Oh, yeah. It's one. It's
Does
part
it
of the
smell
whole
also?
Scented makeup trend, guys.
Oh, my God. It smells like the Butter Bronzer,
it
too.
Smells like the beach.
Yeah. Smells like vacation.
So, I was a little skeptical at first, but let me tell you about the positives, okay? So, the whole idea behind this butter concept is it has key ingredients like tucuma, cupacao, and marumo butter. So it's meant to be moisturizing when you put it on. Mm-hmm. So when you're using a cheek product that has all these ingredients, that's great.
Yeah.
Even people who have oily T-zones can probably deal with a little bit of extra moisturizing on their cheeks. If anything, you're going to get a little bit of a dewy look to it. I just wasn't sure how it was going to go on as an eyeshadow.
Right.
Experientially, I loved putting it on because it was so soft and like buttery.
And easy to blend, I imagine.
The shades are easy wearing as well. Like, I tried the daytime palette. There's a lot of great neutrals and a variety of beiges and peaches and browns, and then a couple of pop colors. I loved mixing the rust color with the aubergine. One thing I would say is that as I continue to try it, I'm going to start using a primer because I did start to notice a little bit of transfer when I was lining my eyes with that purpley color, which I did along the top and a little bit at the bottom. That's where I started noticing a little bit of transferring throughout the day. I think if you have all those moisturizing ingredients, you're going to want to have that base that's going to hold on to it tightly.
I don't wear any eyeshadow, like whether it's Prestige or drugstore, without my trusty Urban Decay primer potion.
Yeah.
It's that insurance, right? For your eyeshadow.
Exactly. I just think overall, like, really wearable, fun shades, and the price point. I mean, we've been talking about palettes lately. This is frankly really cheap.
This is 12 shades for $21, essentially. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I tried three new mascaras, and I'm going to try to work through them quickly. I know that everybody loves a drugstore mascara, myself included, because you guys know you're supposed to be throwing out your mascara every 3 months, right?
Yeah.
Right? Is everyone doing that?
Yes, although I do like it after about 3 weeks when it starts getting dry.
Well, yeah, that's like favorite. The sweet spot. It really is. But I will come out there and find you if I know that you are like using a 24-month-old Better Than Sex mascara just because it was expensive. Yeah. Not worth it, guys. I've got some really affordable buys here. So I tried three new ones. The first one was the Maybelline New York Snapscara. I just realized I'm talking about two Maybelline products, but this is it's $6 in the US, $10.99 in Canada. The whole idea here is that it is three different shades, and it's their first wax-free formula. And the idea is that it goes on in a snap and you can take it off in a snap. So it's, you can take it off with just warm water.
You know, that's one of my criteria.
Yeah. And so I have the packaging right here. I tried the black one, of course, and the brush is curved. So you do get a bit of a curling effect.
Right.
I loved the formula. I thought it went on super black and no clumping whatsoever. And I kind of, in my mind, was going Snapscara. Okay, this is going to end up all over me, like smudging, but it really didn't. It stayed true. And I suppose, you know, Maybelline, they're so well known for their mascaras that I shouldn't be surprised that this is a hit, and I think people will really love it. And I kind of love the social media, the nod to Snapchat with the name of it. It's really current and fun.
I'm just curious because there's no wax in it. Like, what is the benefit of wax formulas, and what effect does this give you because it doesn't have wax in it?
Typically, wax would hold the lashes up.
Okay.
So you might expect with something like this that it would maybe droop or whatever throughout the day. I did not notice that. I noticed that my lashes still had the curl, and I think the brush is almost like a curved shape, so it kind of helps you hug them and lift them up as you're applying it.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's going to give you like a slightly thinner, glossier finish versus that like thick volume.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, and I found that it went on really smoothly.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you weren't fighting with your lashes to put it on. So that one's really cool. The second one that I tried was the CoverGirl Exhibitionist, $8 US, mm-hmm. $12.99 in Canada. This one I found the result to be a little softer, a little more feathery. Can you tell that I'm wearing it on my left eye now? And I think it held up, but I think it's not as dramatic as I personally like. Like,
yeah.
I love a CoverGirl lash blast, you know, but it was really long wearing and no clumping either, which is great. And for $12.99, I mean.
Can I just say that I personally have the two, because I know you're wearing two different mascaras. Mm-hmm. I prefer whatever's on your left eye.
Oh, okay. So that's the CoverGirl Exhibitionist. Okay, interesting. And the right eye is the Snapscara from Maybelline. They're very different looks.
Yeah. I just like that sort of fanned
You love
out.
The feathery for
I
like a
like
day.
I like the fanned feathery look that's happening with the CoverGirl.
It's a good one too. It didn't budge at all throughout the day. But I'm saving my favorite for last. My fave was the L'Oreal Paris Unlimited Mascara, $13, $16.99 in Canada. Some listeners may remember when we talked to Amber Heard during TIFF.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us a sneak peek of this mascara.
Yeah.
And what's very cool about it is that it's a totally different shape. First of all, the tube, it's almost like a pot.
Yeah.
That you stick the
like an ink well kind of
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So a little bit of a different experience, but the wand is what's special because the wand itself, not the brush, but the wand, it tilts to a 45-degree angle so you can get each and every lash.
Yeah, I tried that one as well. And I have to tell you, because mm-hmm. I have hooded eyelids, mm-hmm. I have a hard time getting into those corners. And I really thought the experience was easier.
Yes.
And just quicker in the morning throwing it on.
And the actual brush itself is more of this cone shape. So, and the bristles are silicone. I don't know. I just really love the result.
It
gives you huge,
too.
Huge lashes. It is like the most expensive of the three. So there's multiple choices. But like I said, Amber Heard really loved, she was wearing it that day too. And I remember her lashes were insanely black and very long. I just felt like my lashes were like, wow, if you love a big lash, this one's for you.
Yeah, I agree. I like how you could build up in the corners, especially. Mm-hmm. I think that one's worth the few extra bucks for sure.
Totally.
And you know how I hate smudging, and there was no smudging.
Yeah.
So finally, we can't end the damn good segment without talking about hair. Mm. So I tried a new range from a French pharmacy brand called Chlorane.
Mm-hmm.
It's their Nourishing Mango Butter Collection. I know there's a butter theme here, guys. So it is $11.60 to $15.25 is the range for these four items.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Canadian dollars. In the US, it's like $18 to $26. So I guess I lied. Some of these products go over $20. Don't ask me why it's more expensive in the US. Mm-hmm. I do not know, because that never happens.
Yeah.
But what I really liked about this line is it's all designed for dry hair. And as you know, I'm not a natural blonde. So my hair gets very coarse from all of the bleaching. And I just found like it did what it said. It's moisturizing. Mm-hmm. I was able to run my fingers through it. Not a lot of frizz. The experience in the shower is pleasant because there's a real mango smell. It's very creamy. So if you're into that sensorial experience, you're really going to like this.
Isn't it biodegradable too?
Like- so it's silicone free and paraben free as well. And I have a little hack. So all of the products that I picked are kind of vacation ready. I think the universe is trying to tell me that I need to go on vacation.
Yeah.
But what I think you could do with this leave-in cream, so how I use it just when I'm not on vacation is I grab like a dollop and I put it through my hair and I run my fingers through it to get out that kind of any knots before I use a brush to avoid breakage. But what I would do is if you're doing a wash and go hairstyle and you're at the beach, wash your hair and put in a huge helping of this and just allow the sun to warm up the product. And it's going to give you like a treatment basically.
Nice.
And also a little bit of separation. Because sometimes, you know, when you are on vacation, it's like you like that beachy look, but you also don't want to look like you just have knotted hair.
Yeah. I love Colorin, the brand. That dry shampoo is my ultimate favorite.
I know.
And all of their products are, like I said, that botanical base. So I feel like they're just really doing a lot of nourishment for your hair without weighing it down.
Yeah. It's a bit of an under the radar product line in general.
Seems like a salon hit, but it's actually always at drugstores.
Yeah. When you think about the prices, they're really great. All right, guys, it's time to hear from our featured guest, Joy McCarthy of Joyous Health.
So many of us have had resolutions about wellness. I mean, I feel like I can't even go on Instagram the last few days or this last month without just being inundated with like celery juice and people going to SoulCycle and new athleisure. And I'm just like, I just X out of the app. Get out of there.
Some of us have stuck to our resolutions. Some of us haven't. Some of us haven't started yet. That would be me. Okay. I've resolved that February 1st is going to be the date that make any changes.
You're so just that's coming. Start in like the Chinese New Year, basically.
So yeah, we have Joy here to help us. And she's really going to talk to us about beauty from the inside out.
Yeah. And Joy is going to be giving us those practical tips so you don't feel overwhelmed. You can actually integrate some of this stuff into your life and feel like you're doing good for you.
Yeah, she's a calming presence. Mm-hmm. And without further ado, let's hear from Joy. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Totally. So I'm a holistic nutritionist and a mom, and I'm also a cookbook author. I have two cookbooks. Joyous Health was my first baby, and my second baby was Joyous Detox, and then I actually had a baby. And I'm just a really passionate lover of whole foods, of helping people feel their absolute best and look their best. Just really helping people discover how good their body is meant to feel, because I really believe that most people don't actually know how good the body is designed to feel until they start to make a few subtle changes. So my hope is that I inspire people to take better care of themselves. And I do that by blogging and writing and speaking and sort of all my different online ventures that I have.
And so something inspired you to make a change, right? Where you were not feeling so good?
Exactly. So in my late teens, early 20s, I had hormonal imbalance and I had about half the amount of hair that I have now.
Wow.
And I was,
your hair looks
I'd go,
great, by the way.
Thank you. And I'd go like 6 months without a period. I just felt really blah. I didn't feel depressed. I just didn't feel excited about life. I just felt meh. So I went to the doctor, had various blood work done. And by the way, I was chronically bloated and had all these digestive issues. And my doctor told me that I had hormonal imbalance and here, take this pill. So that's basically what I did for quite a few years until I decided to take back the responsibility of my health into my own hands, because I wasn't getting any better. I was just getting worse. I actually took a weekend course. I took this holistic lifestyle course, and I was so inspired to make some positive changes. This set me off on a course to make changes. And then I was like, wow, I am actually healing my body. I'm feeling better. My hair is growing back. And then I decided to go back to school because I had a totally separate career, because I knew that I had this information and I needed to learn more about it so I could teach more people.
Yeah, amazing.
I creeped your website, and I love the timeline that you have about
how you
started off on this new path. And I feel like I'm the girl in the before photo.
Okay, yep.
True. You're holding the glass of wine and you're like with the little smile.
I still drink wine.
What a relief to hear that. But I am so happy that you're in the house today, because I can relate to everything that you said about how you were feeling then is how I'm feeling all the time.
Right.
I'm not going to make this too much about me, but as
you need
you can
a copy
hear,
of my book. I should.
It's so true.
What is the question you get asked? I mean, how long have you been a holistic nutritionist now?
Actually, this is my 10-year anniversary.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And you have a Joyous Detox on your website, right?
I do. I have an online program. Okay. Yeah. So if people can do like a 4-week detox. Okay. You ladies should be my little.
Gosh. I really
should
test
detox. It out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though? When I was in my 20s, I looked older than I look now. Yeah. I'm 41 now. Like, it's amazing how like puffy I looked.
Wow.
When I was in my 20s, I just looked totally like such a different person.
I think there's a lot of people actually who say they looked older in yeah. their before photo than yeah. after, it's like for different health and wellness reasons. Totally side note, you were at Langdon Hall and tried the Dyson yes. hair dryer.
Oh my God. Have you
tried
it? Did
it blow your mind? Literally?
It did. And I've been talking about it since. And my husband's like, you know what? Let's just get you one. Yeah. You've got so much hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know though. It's so expensive. But you know what? It really, I think it is worth the money.
It is. Well, I mean, yeah. if you have thick hair, which I think you do, and I do
totally.
Too, it cuts
do you
your,
have
yeah, I do. And it cuts
what
your
did
dry
you love
time
about
in
it,
half.
Though? We need
okay.
specifics.
Yes. Very specific. So I wash my bangs.
Yeah.
And when I blow dry them two different times with the Dyson, so silky
oh.
and shiny.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to use my flat iron.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
I couldn't believe the airflow is so consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. So back to, so 10 years you've been yeah. involved with your brand, Joyous Health. So tell us, what do you get asked the most often by people, like the desperados like me, who are just like, help?
I would say there's definitely a lot of people asking me about beauty.
Oh.
So hair questions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
lots
hilarious.
Of hair questions, lots of skin stuff, eczema, acne, psoriasis are very common complaints that I hear from people. Mm-hmm. And the overall complaint I hear a lot is joy. How can I get more energy? And digestive problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of different things. But honestly, they're, I feel like I hear the whole gamut. But those right. are kind of the ones that are in my ear the most.
Yeah. yeah.
I have a resolution for 2019. Well, more of a word that's inspiring my whole year, which is minimize. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips on how I could apply that like in a diet or lifestyle sort of way?
Yeah. I think the most important thing for people to have sustainable change when their goal is to get healthier and feel better, I think it's just focusing on simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, people try to make such radical, dramatic changes in January and February because they feel like that's what they're supposed to do for their New Year's resolutions. And I think they kind of set themselves up for failure when they're trying to do too much. So I like the fact you have a theme of minimize.
Mm-hmm.
So do fewer things, maybe fewer things that you know are really good for you, and then slowly add more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always like to say, you know, start out, figure out kind of like a 4-week plan
mm-hmm.
and decide that this week you're going to drink lemon and water every morning when you wake up before you have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You do that for the whole week. Then next week, you get in a power breakfast. You decide what's a really good breakfast that's going to give you energy. And by the end of 2 weeks, you've done two new amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, okay, this week, I'm going to go to CrossFit 3 times a week. I'm going to make smoothies every day after the gym. I'm going to get to bed by 10 p.m. I'm going to do my essential oils and have a bath. You know, I think it's just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, with social media and seeing what other health nuts are doing, it's great to get inspired by what other people are doing, but sometimes it's overwhelming thinking you yeah. have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. You just have yeah. to do a few things and then continue to add once you've kind of created a habit out of that.
Right. That's good advice. Are you doing celery juice right now?
No, I'm not doing celery juice.
What do you think of this trend?
Well, I think
it's everywhere right now.
Yeah, you
on
know
social
what?
Media.
I'm not a fan of fads and trends
yeah.
because you can't just get healthy drinking celery juice.
Right.
Yes, celery has health benefits. Mm-hmm. It's great for your heart. It's good to hydrate your body, but it's not the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to cure all your ailments.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better to focus on variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to have celery juice this week as your snack, or, you know, instead of your lemon and water, then next week try something else. You know, mix some kale with apples and ginger and lemon.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there are benefits of all these fads and trends, just like I think there's benefits of keto and paleo, but I hate labels and I don't think we should have to, you know, subscribe ourselves to these mm-hmm. labels that we have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Try it, see how you feel, but you don't have to live your life by it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to me. I don't have a word of the year, but I have a word of the month, and that is immunity, I want to say, because
yes,
my immune system, I think, has just been so down. Do you have a couple of tips
yeah.
that you could give me that could help out with that?
Yeah, totally. By the way, you mentioned you have a daughter. How old is she?
I have a daughter who's 8 and I have a son who's 4.
Okay.
And all of us were down for the count over the holidays.
The reason I asked about your kids is because they are just like a breeding ground.
Yes.
Honestly, I never got sick until I have a 3.5-year-old and I'm like,
yeah.
You bring home these diseases.
I know.
But that being said, there are definitely things you could, like vitamin D will mm-hmm. definitely reduce the severity and the length of your cold and flu.
Okay.
Do you take that regularly?
No, I take nothing.
Okay, so
I need
vitamin
a supplement
D,
regime.
Yes.
Okay.
After this talk today, go to the health food store, get some vitamin D.
That's drops?
Yeah, I get drops, okay, ideally, not the little compressed tablets. You're going to have better absorption of the drops. And that can make a really big difference for a lot of people.
Okay.
Because most people, you know, in more northern climates are vitamin D deficient. And that can really help your immune system. Okay. And then, you know, take, I don't know if you eat sugar, like, or eat a lot of foods that you perhaps might be sensitive to. Dairy, gluten, sugar, soy. Taking a break from foods that your body could be potentially sensitive to can make a really big difference as well. If that feels kind of too overwhelming, there's lots of good supplements. I really love elderberry. Elderberry is one of my absolute favorite supplements to take because it
Not heard this.
Yeah. So again, health food store and elderberry is really great to prevent respiratory infections. As the second I get a sore throat, I take some elderberry. Echinacea is another good one.
Right. Is elderberry like an antioxidant? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's very rich in antioxidants and is clinically proven actually to reduce the symptoms of upper respiratory viruses and whatnot.
Okay.
So vitamin D, just doing that every day, I recommend. And then when it comes to other herbs like echinacea or elderberry, when you the second you start to feel sick. And then rest, sleep. Probably one of the, you know, that's the best medicine.
Yeah.
When you're not feeling great, you really just have to like shut things down. You do. And I know it's really hard. I know this personally because the last time I got sick was around the holidays.
Yeah.
And it was on a Sunday that I started to feel off. And what my husband always does when he feels sick, he literally like checks out. He's like, I'm going to go lie down in bed. I'm like, okay, I got this. We're fine. You just sleep. He literally will sleep the whole day. And then the next day he's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. Yeah. So I did that. I felt a little bit better, but I think it had already got hold of me, but it made a really significant difference.
Okay. We want to talk about beauty foods, right?
Yeah.
So I know that it's such a huge topic in the beauty world, beauty foods and superfoods. Is there such a thing? Like what few foods can really make a difference like in your skin? And I know we're going to get to the supplement from Genuine Health in a moment, but maybe just from your diet perspective.
Oh my gosh. There's so many beauty foods. And when I think of beauty foods, I think about foods that create beautiful skin from within, indirectly, like foods that help you better detox, foods that help you better digest, eating lots of fiber. So a beauty food that comes to mind that's, you know, not only high in antioxidants, but high in fiber, high in cleansing chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is what makes plant foods green, would be kale. Such a simple, inexpensive whole food that you can make delicious. You know,
I love kale.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I don't need to convince you.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, that tastes like tree bark. That's because they're not massaging it.
Exactly.
You need to get in there with your hands, some sea salt, some olive oil. So kale is a great food because it is so rich in fiber. It helps you have good elimination. Yeah. So you want to focus on foods that have fiber, but I'm not talking bran buds here or like whole wheat cornflakes. I'm talking truly whole foods. Green tea is another amazing beauty food, really good for healthy skin. Also helps to prevent damage, UV damage from the sun. So it helps you have healthier skin. Any foods that are richly colored. So there are over 25,000 known phytonutrients in nature. And phyto, it just means plant nutrient. So there are thousands upon thousands of medicines that are in plants that help our body. And these medicines are what give plants their color, their taste, and their texture. That's why I always like to say for beauty, eat a rainbow so that you're getting a whole variety of phytonutrients. And then, of course, there's all the hormonally balancing effects of many foods, all the cruciferous vegetables, which includes kale, but foods like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and mustard greens, all of these foods have an ability to help your liver better detox hormones. So they're very, very hormonally balancing and hormonal balance is key for healthy skin, healthy hydrated skin, healthy hair. So those are some foods that I eat regularly. And I just really make sure that I fill my grocery my grocery cart with a variety of different colorful foods.
There's no Doritos in there.
No Doritos, but you got your kale chips. So you got some salt there.
It's interesting going back to what you were saying about elimination, because I feel like so many women sort of suffer from digestive issues.
Yes.
And maybe don't realize how much that's linked to hormones as well.
Oh, 100%. You know? And also it's very tied to what you're eating.
Right.
You know, just focusing on eating more foods in the cruciferous family can help balance your hormones and immediately reduce PMS-related constipation. Mm-hmm. So it's very common to get constipated just before your period. And then when you get your period and your estrogen drops, then you have a big bowel movement. And that's actually how you eliminate excess hormones. That's one of the ways, is actually when you literally have a bowel movement, mm-hmm. you are excreting mm-hmm. hormones. So women who are constipated will 100% have hormonal imbalance because they can be reabsorbing those hormones into the bloodstream and they're just not eliminating it.
Right.
So whenever a woman has PMS or menopausal type symptoms as well and they're constipated, then the key is to just get them going more regularly, you know, making sure they have enough good fat, they're drinking enough water, mm-hmm. they have enough stomach acid. So that lemon and water really helps. How do you know if you have enough stomach acid? Do you feel hungry? Do you feel that warm sensation in your gut before mm-hmm. a meal? That is so key. If you're not actually eating when you feel hungry, you're going to have poor digestion. You need to feel that sense of hunger in your gut in order to have good digestion. Mm-hmm. So that's a key thing to think about for someone who's constipated and snacking all the time mm-hmm. Is just likely going to make constipation worse because they're not going to digest their food as effectively.
I want to move on to talking about the new collagen supplement from Genuine Health.
Yes,
so this is the Marine Clean Collagen. There's two varieties. This is marine and the other one is
bovine.
The bovine.
Yeah, the cattle.
The cow one. So we know that collagen powders have they're just huge. It's booming as a trend in the beauty biz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we want to know from your perspective, A, how do you use them? And B, what benefits can you see from them and like what drinks you should put them in and all of that. And I've been trying the marine one. I think
how
it's like
have
really
you been
good.
For?
Just a couple of weeks since the beginning of the new year, the marine one. And I think it's like really good. I find it very easy to use in terms of like remembering to do it. Let's hear your perspective on these.
Well, I think that it's very trendy and I stay away from trends, but I think this is a trend that's here to stay. And the reason it's so trendy is that the research is so impressive mm-hmm. and that people are actually seeing real benefits from taking collagen. So I think that it's going to continue to grow mm-hmm. Because the research is so great. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. You know, you ladies as beauty experts probably already know that it's like the scaffolding of your skin. Mm-hmm. And as we age, the collagen in our skin degrades. And by the time we're 60, we have half the amount of collagen that we had when we were in our 20s. Mm-hmm. That's why when you feel a baby or a child, they have such soft, supple skin. That is literally due to collagen. Mm-hmm. So collagen, taking a collagen supplement, not all supplements are created equal, but taking a really good high quality collagen supplement, studies have shown that it does help your skin hydration. It helps you have a more youthful appearance. Your skin looks more plump and hydrated. Mm-hmm. A lot of women anecdotally have found that their wrinkles have lessened because when collagen degrades, your skin starts wrinkling and sagging. Mm-hmm. And that just happens like as we age, we produce less. It starts to degrade in our skin. But beyond just like beauty, there are so many other benefits for joint health. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, collagen lining our arteries. So for cardiovascular health, for sports recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many benefits beyond just skin. What I notice is that people for skin, hair, and nails are sort of the benefits people notice first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things I noticed first for myself was my skin just felt softer.
Okay.
But there's really good research to show that, you know, taking it regularly after 4 weeks, if you mm-hmm. take it every day, you will notice a difference in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's recommended to take it for up to 5 months to really notice a lot of the differences.
And what's the difference between, because there is no plant-based collagen supplements,
no.
guys.
Because collagen no collagen in plants.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
So what's the difference between, in your opinion, the marine collagen and the bovine one?
Which, there's actually not a big difference.
Okay.
That's a good question. But in the research, if you look at all the clinical research available, they're kind of eye to eye. They're both great. And it's, you know, sustainably sourced. Like the bovine is from grass-fed, pasture-raised cattle.
Okay.
From the cow hide. sides. Mm-hmm. So it's a part of the animal that would be otherwise unused, mm-hmm. making it sustainable. And the marine is wild caught from the North Atlantic fish using the skins.
That's important.
So again, sustainably sourced. So that's why not all collagen is created equal.
Okay.
Read the label. Where is this sourced from? Is it actually hydrolyzed collagen? Am I even going to absorb this?
Right. So what is the difference there? What's hydrolyzed?
So hydrolyzed is collagen peptides. Mm-hmm. So they've actually done research that has shown that in the GI tract that the peptides, the small amino acids, get absorbed and go to the target tissues mm-hmm. like the skin to rebuild collagen. So there is actual proof that you are absorbing the collagen. So hydrolyzed collagen is very easy to digest mm-hmm. and very easy to absorb. Mm-hmm. So that's something you want to look for on the label.
Are there any options for supplementing or encouraging collagen growth within your own body if you're a vegan?
Yeah, so there isn't like there's no such thing as a vegan collagen, but I've seen on the market there's different products that claim to boost collagen. Mm. Eating vitamin C rich foods, eat plant-based foods, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, get in lots of phytonutrients because phytonutrients are needed to help build collagen. Silica is a trace mineral as well. That's important to build collagen. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get the same results necessarily. Like the research on actually taking collagen, whether it's bovine. Mm-hmm. There's also other types other than fish and bovine. But mm-hmm. the research on the fish and bovine is very impressive. Mm-hmm. And the research on these different vegan boosters is not impressive. I do not recommend a raw food diet. But people who have been eating a very poor diet and then all of a sudden they're eating raw foods and eating tons of fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Wow, their skin looks amazing. Right. Because now they're getting all these phytonutrients and vitamin C and their skin is more hydrated. But it wouldn't necessarily be long lasting without protein and enough good fat.
And so you talked about the clinical trials. And so if it's hydrolyzed, that's helping to digest it. But yes. How do you know where that collagen goes? Because I feel like that's been some of the criticism or just like questioning about collagen supplements is how do you know it's actually going to reach
and targeting those tissues?
Yeah, so like there is actual research that has shown that the key peptides do get absorbed in the GI tract and go to target tissues like the skin. Mm. So there is existing research that shows that. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how the body decides where it's going to send the collagen. Mm-hmm. I think the body is incredibly amazing and there's so much we don't even know about it. Mm-hmm. We don't know why. We don't know how. We just know that in research, it has shown that those key peptides are actually going to the skin.
Right.
I think the body knows where the weak parts are. So maybe that's why in research, people who, for example, have joint pain or joint problems have noticed that their pain is dramatically reduced when taking collagen. It just goes to show that the body is incredible. When you give it the right nutrition and the right supplementation, mm-hmm. then it allows the body to heal.
And I guess to your point from earlier, it's like, it's not going to do anything bad, right?
No, so even if 10%
is going to your skin, you're getting this, you're still supplementing and helping, whether it's your joints or all of these different mechanisms in your body that require collagen anyway, right?
Exactly. And you know, I don't actually know a single person who has consistently taken collagen and has not had benefits.
Yeah,
I've never had someone say to me, it made no difference.
How long have you been taking it?
Probably about 3 months now, I would say. Yeah, I'd say softer skin
was
the biggest thing and more hydrated skin as well.
And is it something you plan on taking for a certain amount of time and then taking a break? Or is this something you're going to work into your, do you take on?
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to take it for like a full 5 months and then I'll probably take a little bit of a break. And then that's what I kind of do with all my supplements. Mm. Like I take a lot of vitamin D right now. And then the summer when I'm outside in the sunshine, I'll take a little bit less. So I personally like to take a little, you know, breaks with my supplements, but I think it just depends on you and what your needs are.
Yeah. And so Jill likes to throw this supplement into her coffee. I think it sounds a bit weird to throw like bovine collagen into your coffee.
I know it sounds weird, but you don't even taste it.
But obviously it doesn't taste like fish or beef or anything.
No taste.
Do you have some tips on other ways that you can implement it into your morning routine in drinks or food?
I'm a big tea drinker. I don't drink coffee, even though I love the smell of it. Mm-hmm. And it absorbs, the collagen absorbs really easily into liquid, as you've already noticed. Mm. So I put it in my tea, but you could also put it in your smoothie in the morning. You can mix it into your lemon and water. Mm-hmm. It mixes and dissolves fastest into hot beverages. Okay. but it mixes totally fine into a cool beverage. Water is absolutely essential for skin. If you just take collagen and you don't eat well and you drink no water, you need to drink water for skin health. That is like skin beauty 101.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like the fact that Genuine Health has the flavored collagen mm-hmm. too, because I think that just helps you drink more water.
I've tried that one. It's pineapple berry for the bovine. And the other one, the clean collagen marine. They're both available in unflavored, but there's lemon lime and pineapple berry, which
are
good. Yeah,
so you have options. Yeah. I personally, because I'm such a tea drinker and it's such a ritual for me, like every night before I go to bed, if I'm, you know, sitting on the couch watching something on Netflix, I mix in my collagen and I sip on my tea.
And once a day, right?
Yes, once a day.
Okay.
Was there something about bone broth? Like people super into bone broth will be into this.
Yeah. So bone broth is really great for gut health. The challenge, and I love bone broth. I make it, drink it myself. That's the base for all my soups. But the challenge with bone broth is it's just not a reliable source of collagen because you don't really know how much you're getting and how absorbable it even is. Mm-hmm. So I think bone broth definitely is a functional food and can really help us help our gut health, can help many people with their immune system. Yeah. But I think if you're looking, you know, for research-proven benefits for skin, for joint, for cardiovascular health, even for bone health, they think taking an actual collagen supplement is the way to go.
Cool.
For people who don't know, what's the difference between bone broth and chicken noodle soup? Or like,
well, you know what? If it's maybe your grandmother's chicken noodle soup, maybe she has like made a proper broth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, when...
Take a chicken carcass, throw it in the Instapot, cover it with water, 2 hours later, drink it.
Exactly.
And that's bone broth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
it. Like, or I know stock, it got really trendy, but like, what's the deal with bone broth?
Yeah,
like, break it down.
Yeah,
for
it's really, it's just really tasty. It's great. Yeah. The minerals are very easy to absorb. You know, you don't know how much collagen you have in there. When it is actually at that point, once it's heated and you extract the collagen from the bones and the joints, it actually becomes gelatin, and that's why it becomes like kind of gelatinous. That's how you know you've got the collagen.
I was so surprised. I went to Impact Kitchen. You
okay?
Must know
yeah,
that
they
place.
Have a good. They
have I a like, great bone broth.
Yeah,
but
they
I
do.
Bought it for the first time to take home.
And did you like it?
And when
it?
I poured it out of the jar, it was like blub. It's like this,
it's like
jello. And I'm like,
that's
what
a good
the hell
sign.
Is this?
That's a good sign.
If it wobbles, it's good.
Yes, that's true. Whenever
so is that
I always
the
buy like a whole, yeah, it's the collagen. I always buy a whole organic chicken from my health food store. I cook it myself probably like once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. And then I take the carcass, like you were saying, I put it in my slow cooker. Mm-hmm. I put a bit of apple cider vinegar because that helps to extract the minerals. I put in some vegetables for more minerals. And then I let it simmer for like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I take out the carcass, take everything out, strain it. And you have a broth or a stock. Mm-hmm. Probably what your mom used to make when you, you know, the way that our parents and grandparents used to make soup. That is
don't waste anything.
My family, it all came out of a can. But I hear what you're saying. I hear you. It's like Chef Boyardee generation.
Well, it's funny when the trend happened because I was talking to my mom about it. And she's like, that's how I've always made soup.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Mom to mom, I'm going to throw in a question about.
Yeah, go for it. I love talking about
mom
stuff.
Do you give your kids supplements?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
do you have some recos?
Yeah.
For immune building or just... Also for a balanced diet. Like, I don't know about your daughter, but my daughter is very picky. And
yes.
I think in an ideal world, she would be vegetarian or even
my
vegan.
Daughter too.
And again, I don't really relate to that. So I have a hard time.
Yeah.
I like give her hot dogs all the time because I just need her to get that protein. And
what about
you
smoothies?
Know?
Would she like a smoothie?
Oh my gosh, she loves, loves smoothies.
Okay, so you need to get Genuine Health's fermented vegan protein.
Okay.
It's the best protein. That's the one I put in my smoothies and I put them in my daughter's smoothie. For Vienna, though, I wouldn't put a whole scoop.
Okay.
I would use probably like a tablespoon because they don't need as much protein as we need. But I think smoothies are a great way and protein is really important for a healthy immune system because protein helps to make antibodies that fight infection.
Okay.
And also I give my daughter vitamin D every day. I give her fish oil.
Okay.
Yep. And if she is getting a little sick, then I do have elderberry. It is a capsule, so I'll crack it open.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in some water and she thinks it's juice because she doesn't actually get juice. So then she's
it doesn't
taste
awful.
I'm getting juice.
Okay.
No. It tastes like
And the
really
fish oil, how do you get that down?
Okay, so I buy little chewables. I don't buy the liquid.
Right.
Lots of kids like the taste of the fish oil liquid, but Vienna just takes the fish oil and the vitamin D are both in little oil caps and she chews them. One tastes like a creamsicle.
Where's the shopping cart? I need to be adding this all to my
cart.
So
if you go to your local health food store, you know, local health food stores, they always have like experts working there.
Yeah.
Just tell them what your needs are, how old your daughter is, and they'll recommend the best supplements for you.
Okay.
Whole new you, Carlene. I can't
wait.
Yes,
you gotta get your vitamin D. All I have to do is act instead of talk about everything that we've talked about so far in 2019.
So where can people find you, Joy, on social media and stuff?
So I'm at Joyous Health. So that's J-O-Y-O-U-S Health on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And my blog is joyoushealth.com. I also have a YouTube channel where I post every single week and I do a lot of beauty stuff because I love natural beauty. I'm actually coming out with a dry shampoo in the summer.
Amazing.
All USDA certified organic.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I send out, I have new recipes and great content on my blog every single week.
Okay. Yeah. So great to meet you and have you
really
here.
Great to meet you,
I feel
ladies.
Totally inspired. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. Like a cherry bomb.